Hi, this is the Affiliates Task Force of Pacifica Radio Foundation, and it's December 14th of 2006. It's approximately 8:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Teresa Allen, and I'm going to call roll so we know who's on this call. Dina Culver?
Here.
All right. Thank you. Ursula Rudenberg?
Here.
Okay. Pete Caracas?
No? Here.
Okay, thank you, Pete. Rosalinda Montes Palacios? William Walker? Chandra Hopman?
Here.
Thank you. Alan Minsky? I believe he's joining us later. Sonali Kahatkar? Fernando Velasquez? Ray LaForest? Sean Rhodes?
Here.
Vajra Kilgar?
Here.
Teresa Allen is here. Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Thank you, Wendy. Phil Jackson? Dr. Evelyn Bethune is excused. She is on in a personnel meeting, as is somebody else.
Rip.
As is Rip Robbins. Okay, thank you. Zarina Shakir? Is that Zarina? Hello? Is that Zarina? Oh, that's just me echoing. Okay. Zarina? Kalanji? Hakam Takash? Rip Robbins, not here. Is Nathan Moore on the call? Now, Nathan should have received notification. If someone would not mind, I'd appreciate it if you could try to call Nathan, because I think he wanted to be on the call.
Does everybody here know that he was appointed National Program Coordinator?
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe that's one reason why he's not.
Yeah, he could still be on this call. I mean.
Okay. All right. Did someone else say something other than Wendy? Okay.
I think Ursula says she's going to try to call him.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. The first thing on the agenda is approving the agenda. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Well, Pete brought up an issue that came up today about affiliates.
I'm sorry, Teresa. This is Ursula. I can't call Nathan. My long-distance line is being used. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem.
Sorry, Vajra.
That's okay.
I think, Pete, why don't you just give it a title?
I don't know how to mention this in terms of an agenda item. There's just perhaps a need to clarify the mission and spirit of the affiliates program and discuss that as it pertains to other bodies of the board and local and national boards.
Okay. Clarify the mission of the affiliates program? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the spirit and mission, I would say. I don't mean literally the mission as a mission statement formally, but the spirit and goals of the affiliates program, perhaps.
Okay. Well, would anyone like to make that a general discussion for some point? I mean, is there a consensus that we'd like to put that as a general discussion just to... Well, we can start with a general discussion, and then if it gets more specific, we can do that. Where would you like to put that on the agenda? Anybody? Dina?
Well, can I ask John a question? If we put it as the next order of business, would that help John? And then if he doesn't want to stay on the rest of the committee, he doesn't have to, but he's on right now. John, do you want to address that?
Can you wait a minute?
If we put it right after announcements then?
It's fine with me either way.
Teresa?
Yes.
I'd also like to add approval of the minutes of 11:09 to the agenda.
All right. So let's do it this way. Let's do
I'm a little bit concerned about the idea about a general discussion about mission at the beginning of this meeting.
Yeah, well...
I think that it's very... This is our last meeting of the year, mm-hmm. and I really, as the coordinator, need to have some sort of summary of the year and wrap-up.
Okay.
Sort of evaluation, and I'm not sure what... what, you know, a general discussion, I think, is going to take up a lot of time.
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually, if I may, speaking very specifically about, there's a licensing task force going on from the national, from the PMB, that's made up of LSB, PMB members, members of local paid and unpaid unions and constituencies. And so, you know, the affiliates program came up in the context of copyrights and licensing, and there seems to be a great deal of misunderstanding with regard to what is really going on at the national level.
Do you have the numbers?
To distribution, programming, licensing, and this body is the official body that should clarify things.
I tell you what, why don't we put the spirit, I'm sorry if I'm going to ask you to repeat that one more time, Pete, but we could put that under item.
Is there a way that this echo can be handled? It's impossible to hear it.
Could everybody mute that's not speaking? It's #1 if you don't have a mute thing on your phone.
And then how do you get back out of mute so you can talk?
You do it again.
#1. Just #1 again.
Okay.
All right. This is what I'm going to do. #1, not **, #1. All right. We'll do announcements, then we'll do approval of 11-9 minutes. Then we'll do the coordinator's report, and we'll discuss this item in the midst of item number 5, which is the review of the end of the year report, reviewing what we did in 2006, and discussing who will serve on the task force next year. And in the course of that, we'll discuss the spirit. Pete, again, what was you wanted to discuss? The spirit of what?
Spirit and goals of April.
The spirit what?
Spirit goals of...
I'm sorry, you're fading in and out.
Just clarification of what did you call it, mission and scope?
Spirit, the spirit and goals of...
Spirit and goals of the affiliate task force? Or the affiliate program?
The affiliate program.
Okay, thank you.
Teresa, can you add at the beginning just clarification of, because we know what it is, right,
okay.
Pete?
All right, no problem.
I'm not sure how to title this.
All right, no problem. Then we'll do an update or of the nomination selection process for affiliate directors. Okay, that sounds good. Anything else? All right, is there any objection to the approval of the agenda as we've just discussed? All right. Does anyone have any announcements?
Teresa, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, because I just said you have as #6 the improved services to affiliates, and I think that should be deleted. There won't be time for it, and it doesn't need to be dealt with tonight.
All right, well... How about if we schedule that for maybe our January? Well, I'll be happy to delete that. We might.
And then can we have a discussion in place of it of what is appropriate for a new task force, which is forming in January?
Instead of that, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Approval of minutes is 3, coordinator's report is 4, review the end of the report, year report is 5. Nomination selection process of affiliate directors is 6. And you want to make item #7 as what?
We have a new task force that's forming in January, just what the agenda should be for a new task force, what we would like to see accomplished.
Well, Dina, are you going to report on the survey at all today?
It's a one-sentence report.
I talked with Dina earlier, and I thought maybe giving the new task force the results of the survey might give them some background that they needed to go move forward. So if she had some more specifics at the January meeting, I thought that might be useful on the agenda in January.
Well, I'd like to say that, you know, as part of the item that Dina's suggesting, I would I would like some verbal feedback tonight, if possible, from anybody in the task force that, you know, to make some sort of statement about this year, if you want, because it would be very helpful to me.
Well, let's discuss that under number 5, review of the end of the year report and review of 2006.
Okay.
Hi, this is Nathan. I just came on. Sorry about the tardiness. Are we still looking at agenda? Or?
Welcome, Nathan. Yes, we're just going over the agenda now.
Great.
So we've taken off improved services to affiliates, and we've replaced it with agenda for the new task force, which in a way I think is going to be covered under number 5, but that's okay. And then we'll set the agenda for January, February. Okay? So, remove.
Teresa?
Yes.
How can we set an agenda for a task force that doesn't exist? Don't you think they're going to want to set their own agenda? I mean, it's going to obviously be some people that are currently on the task force. But should we be setting an agenda for a group that doesn't
exist? It's not so much setting an agenda as, you know, welcoming them and what needs to be put in place.
That's different.
Well, maybe I used the wrong words, but it wasn't so much the agenda as the, you know,
Dina,
what needs to be put in place for the new task force.
I removed improved services to affiliates. I had put that on the agenda because I thought it might be a good opportunity to actually, well, it's basically reviewing what we learned from the past and projecting it forward. But if I take that out, item number 7, Dina, is set agenda for January, February.
Now, change the words, Teresa. What I was suggesting is what needs to be put in place for a new task force in January.
Okay.
Okay, folks, I've been on this call for almost 45 minutes now. Can we start the meeting? I hate to be impatient, but...
Just a minute. I appreciate that, Ursula. What needs... Does anyone have any objection to what Dina just suggested? I think it's a little repetitive. I think it seems to be sort of what we're doing already, but... Does anyone have an objection to it?
I support it.
Okay, what needs to be set in place for new task force? Is now item number 7. Okay. Now time for approval of 11-9 minutes. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to the 11-9 minutes?
This is Sean in New York. I have some corrections. I don't know if someone else has already given you these. Let's see. You have one roll call and agenda, then you have 2 announcements, none, and then 3. You have 2 number 3s there.
Okay.
And then you have a 4 underneath that. And then.
Okay.
4 work group reports.
Okay.
I'm assuming that first 4 is incorrect.
All right. So you just want me to correct a little typo with the numbering?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
That was it. The information there, the thing that you put down, it seemed accurate.
All right.
Good
Sorry.
Representation of what took place.
All right. Sorry for that. Okay. Anything? Any other additions or corrections to the 11-9 minutes? All right. Minutes approved without objection. As amended. All right. Coordinator's report. Ursula? Ursula?
Okay. In the report, basically... I'll report on who is newly affiliated with the program and give an update on the administrative assistant. And I was planning to talk about the new affiliates coordinator, but it sounds like that's a different agenda item, right? So I'll wait with that until...
All right.
That's okay with you. So currently the affiliates program has 110 affiliates, and our fee, the income from fees is approximately $209,500, and I'm gonna the newest affiliates in backward order, in other words, this is the latest one, is an internet radio station called We the People, who are in Wisconsin, and a station WHEI in at Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio, and
it's a college station.
Yeah,
great.
It's called Heidelberg College in Ohio. It's our first Ohio affiliate.
Bravo.
WSCS FM in London, New Hampshire, at Colby Sawyer College. I'm told that's heavy-duty Republican territory, so they're extremely pleased with themselves that they're bringing Pacifica programming there. KDIC in Grinnell, Iowa, which is our first Iowa station. That's Grinnell College. I don't know if you know any of you know about Grinnell, but it's a super progressive college in Iowa. KNFS, which stands for KN Not For Sale, in Tulare, California. And WNCU in Durham, North Carolina, that's an old affiliate that has returned. And then today, another affiliation happened from upstate New York, but I can't remember what they're called because I talked to them on a cell phone, and they'll be the 210th. So right now we're kind of, I don't know what it is right now, but we're kind of having a growth spurt, and we're affiliating an average of about three a week, which is a lot really for our program. And I would say no less than once to twice a week, the PacificaNetwork.org website sends us a new affiliate, so people are using the website as outreach.
Wait a minute. Would you repeat that? Are you saying you're keeping track of who's coming onto the website, or they are reporting to you that they found us through the website?
Okay, I'm sorry, that wasn't clear. When somebody applies to be an affiliate through our website, that's I get an email from the website. You know, they go to the website, they look us up, and then there's an application where they can apply to affiliate. And so I get an email from the website saying that somebody has applied to the affiliate. And what I'm saying is we're getting an average of two a week from the website alone. And that's actually a very encouraging thing because when we started the affiliates program, really we were just, Democracy Now! Was really the only way that people knew about us. And this means that on a regular basis now, people are looking up Pacifica, independent of Democracy Now! In fact, Chandra, you'll appreciate this story. This is kind of a funny story. The gentleman in Ohio, I asked him, well, are you going to take Democracy Now! Because most people want to. And he said, well, what's Democracy Now! And I said, really, you don't know Democracy Now! And he said, no. And I said, so how did you find us? He said, well, I wanted free news, so I Googled news. I Googled free news, and I got free radio news.
Bravo!
So that's kind of a funny story. So I got a good laugh out of that.
Very good.
Your name, yeah, the Free Speech Radio News, as name served a purpose. So so those are the new affiliations, and we'll continue. One thing that's kind of a cool thing is that a group of Canadian stations have contacted us and said they want to approach talking to us. It's kind of a gingerly topic. And a station in Zurich, Switzerland said they wanted to affiliate with us. So that's kind of news from the international front.
Shall we ask questions later, right?
Sure.
Okay.
In terms of the administrative assistant, a job description has been created. I put one together with the help of Yolanda, the HR person at Pacifica. And now it's just a matter of finding the person. And this is not the best time. Yolanda advised me that January is really when people, you know, start looking for jobs, and this is kind of a dead time. So right now I'm kind of gathering information about where to advertise. I don't have anybody in mind. And so starting at the beginning of January, I will, you know, go through the process of hiring and hopefully have somebody by mid-January. And I'll save the rest of the report for later, except just to, you know, say that the issue that Pete brought up, I think, is a significant issue that's worth looking at, and we'll just talk about it later. But I'll stop there.
All right. Does anybody have any
One more thing I just want to say. We are working on this, the license process still, and it's kind of a long story, but it's we're kind of struggling to try and meet the deadline. Okay.
I have a question, Ursula.
What yes. license process?
Oh, the you know, the Radio for People, they letting people know about, I'm sorry, I'm being vague, about people applying for full-power stations. You know, we're working together with the NFCB and Prometheus in coalition to try and encourage people to apply for these licenses.
I thought that the deadline was going to be extended or something.
It sounds like people think it's going to be in May or early summer. It's pretty soon.
Can I ask you a question, Ursula?
Yeah.
This is Dina. On your final report that we sent out a couple of weeks ago, you had 96 affiliates with a $200,000 budget.
Right.
So in just the last month, we've taken on 14 new affiliates. Is that true?
Well, that report was in when? When that was in September, right?
I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, since then, yeah, there's been a growth spurt.
But didn't we state at the national board meeting in September that we had over 100 affiliates? Or am I wrong?
I think there were 90. I think there were 96 at the time.
And maybe we had over 100 at our November meeting.
I think Greg said that. Yes, Greg said that at the November meeting.
Okay.
Yes, Dina. There's been a very rapid growth.
Okay.
Okay. I had a question. There was supposed to be a meeting to discuss definitions. Does the station in Canada that wants to affiliate in a station in Switzerland, is that impacted by our definitions? How are we coming along with working on definitions?
There was kind of an agreement that this year was kind of a wash and that this was a project for next year. Mm-hmm. And, yes, it's one of the things that's slowing me up in terms of doing outreach to, you know, international stations. In terms of the station in Switzerland, I'm just going to ask them whether I can treat them like a regular affiliate since they're not from a third world, you know, they're from an affluent country, and see what happens, you know. I don't know if they'll do that or not. But one of the reasons that I'm dragging my feet with a lot of the international stations is we don't have any policy in place. Yes. And
with the definitions committee, there was one meeting, and we were able to write down all the various issues that need to be addressed by that committee, and so the committee can move forward by having a base from which to work in, you know, early next year, and it is a priority.
How people found us. So you know that people go on the website to officially affiliate, but that might not be actually how they found us. Is it word of mouth? Is it someone recommending us? I know one of them was a former affiliate, but was it the result of your you recently went into Ohio and you also went to a couple conferences? Was it because of personal contacts or?
It's all of the above. It's all of the above. I mean, my approach to doing outreach is casting a wide net and just constantly working on reputation and the perception of, you know, value of the program, and it, you know, I think we're reaching a little bit higher level. I don't know if I'd call it critical mass, but a level where enough people, you know, are talking about us that it comes up more often, you know, among radio stations. And then there's like weird things, like the free news thing. That's that was weird, you know. But that was because we had a website that could catch a Google, you know, because Pete does wonders with Google, and so you know, it comes up a lot. And so it's all of the above. I mean, part of it is outreach on my part. Part of it is word of mouth and everything else. I think the fact that we have a website that is oriented towards marketing is significant. I think it makes a big difference because people Google stuff, you know, and then our website comes up.
Is there anything that we can do to help with that, with where you're seeing certain things that seem to? I mean, I know that through word of mouth, through like grassroots, and through the conferences that you go to, that makes a difference. Is there anything else that we specifically need to do?
Yes. My recommendation will come out of the surveys. It will also come out of what Pete is trying to talk about tonight. I think if our own stations and our own producers knew and understood about the affiliate program, it would be an amazing marketing scheme.
Yeah, I think Dina's right about that. Also, I would just say the main thing I want from the task force is policy. I feel that, you know, what I want, if I had my choice, what I would want you to do is to make policy about, you know, definitions of affiliates so that, you know, I can, and anybody else, I mean, not just me, but anybody else can move ahead freely to bring in new affiliates without concerns about policy. We don't have a policy base that we're working from right now. And that's a problem. So that's what I would want from a body like this, because this is a, you know, a policy-making body. And I agree with Dina. I feel that making the definitions committee a priority next year would be very, very helpful. That's really what I would want.
Okay.
Now, Teresa, you personally are an outreach genius, so we can talk. Because, you know, there's always stuff you can do personally because you're really good at this.
Well, I talked with someone. I went to a church in Indiana.
Teresa, I'm sorry, but can we like, I don't want to get bogged down. I know we have a long schedule.
I understand. I do want to mention this,
happy
though.
To talk about it with you off, you know.
I have two things I want to mention. I did talk with somebody, and just in talking about it, he said, oh, I know somebody in Terre Haute. So I need to, that's one thing I think we need to do is, you know, kind of keep reporting back to Ursula to follow up on leads. And I think we ought to do a press release in some way. Anyway.
Hey, Teresa, this is Wendy. This is not refined, and this just came out of listening to you guys right now, but I'm quite sure that our station in Houston would indeed play, I don't know how often, but they would play a PSA that is, hey, do you know a radio station that would want to affiliate with Pacifica?
That's a good point. All right, well,
we could informally come up with, or maybe you would write some kind of a little script, Ursula, and then, you know, we could then bring it up at a different meeting or, you know, use our connections just to ask if, you know, can we just record this and play it?
You know, what would be probably a little easier to implement, even quicker, is to use a similar campaign, Wendy, but online. For example, if you folks, I don't know how many of you folks have actually gone to PacificaNetwork.org, but there's a whole section on how to affiliate where, pardon me, you're asked literally, if you're a college station, click here. If you're an LPFM, click here. If you're in a public station, et cetera. And so it's really targeted to specific station type. So, A, it would be useful maybe if you folks can go through that if you haven't, and come back with some feedback and how to build on that in terms of how good you folks feel it is as a sales tool on its own. I think it does a decent job already, though it could use improvement. And having said that, maybe we can create some kind of language and work out some policy where the local websites put a banner on their homepage or somewhere that would say something to that effect. you know, looking to affiliate with Pacifica or want to join the Pacifica network, click here and it would take them to the How to Affiliate start page. And it's, you know, take it from there.
And then it could even say how to start a radio station, like start with Prometheus or whatever, you know. That's a really great idea. And I was just going to say, too, that I wish I would have thought of this a couple of months ago, because right now is a time when a lot of us who live in big cities go to other places that might, you know, go home for holidays or whatever. And I don't know.
Have conversations.
Have you, just to really quickly, have you guys ever been anywhere with Teresa? I mean, she hits up every single person she ever talks to and asks them if they listen, what radio they listen to, you know, and have you ever thought about checking this out? And she's an outreach maniac.
Well, we'll see. Thank you for the... Thank you.
It can be very fun, and it can also be kind of goofy, but it's good. It's good.
I'm just a maniac. Okay.
All right.
I kind of opened a Pandora's box here. So we'll get to these points a little bit later on. Thank you very much for the affiliates report, Ursula. How many new affiliates? How many affiliates are we up to now officially?
210.
No, 110.
110. Sorry, I'm confused.
All right.
By the way, you can
see. It's awesome.
You can see 103 of them on Pacifica Network. The most recent 7 aren't there yet. And there's a Google map on Pacifica Network that just got place again today, where you can see about 90 of the affiliates on a Google map with little pins. It's kind of cool. So,
that is cool.
How do we update that?
Well, you can go to PacificaNetwork.org and look for the stations link, and then along the menu on the far right, there's a sub menu that says Google Map or Station Map rather. So you can find it there. How to update it? I have to get the information and put it on the site.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it right now. It's really cool.
So let me ask you this. So when people go to PacificaNetwork.org, they can link to all of these stations. At all of these stations, when we go on their website, is there a link back to Pacifica?
Not yet. I created a page that has banners that with various sizes, with an incentive to get stations to place those links to and from the site.
I have a volunteer who has identified which stations have banners to us and which don't. And this is like on the list of what the administrative assistant is going to do. Somebody has to just call all the stations and, you know, ask them to do it. And it's just it's a project. It's going to take a few days. And I don't know, Wart, does Wart have it?
I don't think so.
Have a link back to Pacifica?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's on our external links page. It probably should be more prominent.
Yeah, so, I mean, when we have a, when I have an assistant, that's one of the things that they're going to do.
And you said the administrative assistant will start in January?
Hopefully.
Okay. Can I ask a quick question about that? Does the administrative assistant have to live near you?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a New York
position.
Yeah,
we're making it based in New York because it's just too hard to work with someone.
Okay.
The person doesn't always have to be in my office, but they should be a few days a week.
Okay, I was just curious.
All right, the next item on the agenda is, just 1 minute here.
Can you do speakers?
Is the report, the end of the year report. Now, we sent this to you, and we passed it out at the National Board meeting. The people who most prominently contributed to the end-of-the-year report were Chandra, and Dina, and Ursula, and me. There may be some other people. Did anybody have any comments about the end of the year report, or do you need to have it sent again to you?
Yes. When did you send it?
Ursula sent it out.
I sent it
out
about
a week
ago.
That's a clue. Ursula sent it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. If somebody could send it again, that would be great.
All right. I will look for it and try to send it out again.
Maybe somebody else could do it because you're chairing the meeting.
I am kind of.
Wendy,
I'll send it out to you.
It's very hard when you interrupt. It's very hard to hear.
I'm sorry.
All right. Does anybody else have any comments? Do you want to? Maybe we should go over it by section, but that would require people having it in front of them, or at least some of them. I thought I guess I didn't attach it to this announcement, and I had intended to. That's my bad.
It's Teresa. I just sent it out again.
All right. Thank you. So maybe if we just refresh our screens very soon, we'll have it.
What is it? I mean, the report's there, so what is it we want to go over in the report, Ursula? Can you, what's the goal?
I wanted to be sure that people in the task force had read it and actually, you know, agreed with it. It was a report that was created by a few people kind of very quickly. And even though it was submitted to the board, I feel that, you know, people should at least let us know whether they feel this was actually, you know, what they want to go with for the record.
Mm-hmm. But the record's been established. The board already has it.
Yeah, but it can always be changed. I'm just giving people a chance to review it because not that many people were, I don't think that many people were aware of it.
All right. Well, unless somebody has something specifically that they were dissatisfied with, I guess let me put it this way. Ursula, when you look at that report, what do you think is the most important item in that report that you would hope that PNB members and Pacifica members and affiliates would recognize?
Ursula,
does anybody
can you tell
have any
us when it was sent out so I can try to find it?
It was sent out... Twelve six.
I don't have it.
Did you get it right now?
No.
I sent it out again.
Well, what we could
do... Oh, yes, it just came in.
Okay. Bravo.
Well, one thing I would like...
survey.
It isn't necessarily reflected in... I'm looking for a heading where it could be reflected, but it isn't. I think it seems like it's the theme of this evening's discussion, is while we have stated and given information about the purpose of the affiliate network...
Dina, let me interrupt you. Ursula, what we just got from you was the survey...
The survey?
Yes.
There's also an attachment with the report.
Hold on just a minute. Let me try
again. All right, you're right. What's on the front page is the survey, and it does have the report in it. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Attached.
Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead, Dina.
I think that what is missing, and I don't know where or how we could put it into this report, and today is an example of that, is that while there's this discussion on licensing, somehow the dots are not being connected that even the affiliate coordinator was invited to be in on that call, which is pertinent to all of the producers in all of our affiliate stations. Now, this is not a management decision. This was a PNB decision. And somehow... while we're writing reports and we're giving information to the PNB, there is not a connection of the dots to understand that when decisions are going to be made about something as important as licensing, I'm just using that as an example, mm-hmm. that the affiliates need to be in on those discussions from the beginning.
Are you saying that Ursula was not even invited to that meeting?
Correct.
Yeah, and in fact, sorry.
Uh-oh.
I just had an accident here.
Your web
no, in
cleaning.
Fact, it was
In fact, it was a little bit problematic because somebody did kind of go on a rant about the affiliates program, and, you know, there was, you know, it was kind of odd to be talking about the program without, I don't know, without the information being there. I mean, actually, it was there because Pete happened to be on the call, but that was kind of serendipitous that he wasn't invited either. He just ended up on the call kind of by default.
And who was on this call? It was with program directors, or who was on the call?
No, I don't think any program directors were on. I don't think any station managers were on. It was, you know, it's a board task force, licensing task force.
Okay.
Who heads it up?
I believe Rob Robinson.
I was.
I've got the list
of emails because I was invited onto it, but I'm a little busy midday these days. Rob Robinson's on there. Looks like Greg, Dave Adelson, Dan Siegel, Bernard White is one that was invited. A few emails that I don't recognize.
Our legal counsel has to sit in on these meetings? Oh, my goodness. What a waste of money.
I'm just looking at the list of CC'd email addresses.
He was there, too. Anyway.
So my point, though, is that the outcome of any licensing agreement will deeply affect what we do as an affiliate task force with our affiliates. And yet, that whole section was not even invited. And I feel when we're looking at this report, which is what we're supposed to be focusing on, mm-hmm. how do we put in to the report the need to connect those dots that what the network is doing affects the affiliates and the affiliates affect the network, and they must be included in basic discussions.
Well, we're very fortunate to have a new Pacifica Foundation staff person on the call with us tonight. Congratulations, Nathan.
Congratulations.
Maybe we'll take this back to the Pacifica Foundation staff that there has to be a greater bridge between the two groups.
I don't think that's fair to Nathan to put him in that position. He's brand new. I mean, this is really a board issue, isn't it?
It's not a staff issue either.
Yeah, really a board issue.
This is Teresa, and as a national board member, I have a little bit of difficulty articulating what exactly David Adelson and Siegel and Greg were doing on that call. Because I think it has to do with technical issues, and I wasn't quite sure. I wasn't sure about, and I would not hold it against them, at least on this first meeting, for not having you on the call. But certainly, since the conversation went into that area from now on, I would think that the affiliates. Director coordinator needs to be invited on that call.
Yeah, but it's being brought up because the damage, in essence, has already been started, and so it's not all right. What I'm trying to do is get beyond that to how meetings are scheduled without the concept that the affiliates should be a working part of most of what goes on.
You guys, this is Wendy. This affiliates task force is essentially, it's still a committee of the PNB, even though it's not called a committee. It's not a committee of the affiliates coordinator. It is well within our rights to make a motion right now that the affiliates, is that who we want on the call, the affiliates coordinator? We just say, you know, we recommend to the PNB that whereas that these discussions directly impact the affiliates, all the affiliates and the affiliates program, that we include that you include the affiliates coordinator on the call. I'm going to guess it was an oversight.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm not suggesting it's purposeful. I'm saying
dots
are never connected.
Well, right. So let's just because, you know, everybody's volunteers, let's just tell them what they need to do and see, you know, ask them to vote for it.
I second it.
If I may, a friendly amendment to not just within the scope of this particular task force, but just with broad network discussion and committee, you know, meetings, the affiliates program should be represented. I mean, just something broader than, because it happens time and time again, new committees are formed and the same thing is repeated. So.
Exactly.
Okay, well, look, I'm just hearing about it for the very first time right now, so if anybody has any better wording, that's great, because I just pulled it out of thin air. But let's just do that. Let's recommend to them what should happen and ask them to vote to approve it. Or, well, I don't even know if it needs to, you know.
Okay, well, let's discuss this just a little bit, and then we'll write up this resolution to take to the PNB. I do want...
Alan.
Who is that, Alan?
Yes.
Okay, hi. Maybe Alan or Nathan can weigh in, because I don't want to start off with an accusatory tone, because I cannot remember what they were attempting to do, and I don't know whether
it's not accusatory.
All we're doing
is recommending that for any meeting or task force that's being formed, that the affiliates be a part of it in general, and if the affiliate coordinator feels it's not appropriate to be there, she'll recuse herself.
This is Ursula. Can I make a suggestion that
sure.
that maybe if you said that particularly in issues regarding distribution, I don't want to run the risk of making it sound like we're demanding to be everywhere. I think what's striking about the situation is this is dealing with the issue of distribution, which does relate to us. So I think maybe saying something like, particularly in areas that involve distribution of content.
Only one area, Ursula. There are other areas.
Okay.
I would like Nathan and Alan to weigh in on this, because I cannot remember exactly what Dave was intending and Rob Robinson were intending to get done in that meeting. I'm sure it had something to do with the new programming policy, and it had something to do with the Creative Commons and probably David Adelson's, the legal issues involved with
Wait a minute, Teresa.
Content.
They're calling it the Licensing and Distribution Task Force, right?
Right,
but
what we were trying to do was broaden the concept, Teresa. It wasn't just this committee.
Yes.
It was any committee that's formed that has to do, like with distribution or programming, things that affiliates are affected by.
Nathan, do you want to take a stab at that? Because I'm not even quite sure what we're talking about.
We're talking about the the Licensing and Distribution Task Force that just met for the first time, I believe, today, this early afternoon. Basically, the short version is that this comes to different ways of distribution besides just the sort of old school terrestrial broadcast signal that we've been talking about, that we've been doing for half a century. So things like MP3 download, podcasting, all these sort of newer technologies that raise new questions in terms of how we distribute it and how we make money off of it if we do, how we structure the whole thing. So that then has to come down to a question of, well, who actually owns, who's the sort of intellectual property owner, as it were, of things that are produced, and, volunteer producers. It's a question that hasn't been answered to, the satisfaction enough to sort of address things in this new technology environment. So the idea is that we can sort of, this task force can kind of review things, figure out a sort of a model policy for having the producers be the sort of creative property owners, but then also, accepting a distribution and a license that
that sort of requires distribution to Pacifica stations, obviously, and can re-air things there. So that's it. Just kind of trying to work through some of those issues.
Yeah, but if I may, I was on the call today, mm-hmm. and there are many issues to discuss here, as I was saying earlier before the meeting officially started. Many legitimate issues to discuss, but specifically the affiliates program came up where there was this implied and also expressly stated sense that the Pacifica network makes money by exploiting the unpaid and paid staffers vis-a-vis affiliates contracts where they make revenues from programming of unpaid and paid producers. And I tried to clarify that on the meeting, but still, I was nonetheless alarmed that there were PMB members and local members of station boards and unpaid and paid reps that don't know 3-4 years into this affiliate program since it has been rebuilt that that's not the relationship we have. I tried to point out, for example, with the audio port, there are several things. A, there are terms of agreement that go with the affiliates contract that couple together provide both rights restrictions and protections for the producers, number one. Number two, the producers aren't obliged, nor do we take their programming without their consent. Producers agree to be on there and agree to post their programming in there. It's a self-service kind of tool. So I don't understand, with the audio port being 3 years old, with the KU distributing such limited programming, none of which is taken from unpaid or paid producers without them knowing. Quite the contrary, they very much want to be on there. How that our PMB and LSB members are 180 degrees off on this. There are legitimate concerns on licensing, and I respect the need to discuss those, and a lot of the concerns I agree with. But with regard to the affiliates program, I was shocked by how off the discussion is. It's shocking that unpaid producers feel that National and the affiliates program is looking to exploit them in some way. Nothing is farther from the truth. I think the affiliates program, with the audio port terms of agreement and other things, has tried to make services that are flexible to the needs of unpaid and paid staff to allow them to distribute in new ways. We tried to do the best we could, and it was quite alarming. So I, as staff, I can speak all I want on it, but really, I think when it comes to from the board, it has a certain level of authority, and no one from the board seemed to speak up to that. So
I would like to speak to that. Teresa, I'd like to speak to that after Chandra does.
Go ahead, Chandra.
There's a complete disconnect. That's the bottom line. Most people on staff at individual stations know nothing about the foundation, know nothing about Pacifica, and know nothing about the other parts of the network, especially mm-hmm. unpaid staff that do not work at the station on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it. They don't know what's going on. They don't attend board meetings.
Mm-hmm.
There is very little publicity on air or discussion
mm-hmm.
about the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Most unpaid staff don't understand the mission of Pacifica, nor do they incorporate it into their programming. There is no training about the Pacifica mission in programs for apprentices like the KPFA apprenticeship program. The new apprentices don't understand the Pacifica mission, nor are they trained about it. This is a major deficit. And when we talk about bringing in the younger generation into Pacifica, we're bringing in a young generation that have no knowledge about Lou Hill or what he represents, and no knowledge about the Pacifica mission, and this is the reality. And it's not just the KPFA. It's at all five stations. So I'm not shocked at all. That's
well,
the reality.
Teresa, can mm-hmm. I make a can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Ursula.
I think what you said is very profound, Chandra. Thank you. And I think it is probably one of the reasons why it would be good that as these issues begin to be discussed, that that the staff, you know, the affiliate staff be represented at these meetings, because I think every meeting like this is partly a consciousness-raising process. And I think there is a perception out there a little bit that Pacifica is so huge that you know, there's these huge gaps between the different people doing different things, and I think that's really an illusion. At heart, we're a relatively small organization, and everything is very, very interconnected. Mm-hmm. And if one person sits on a conference call and says, ah, you know, the affiliates program, it's exploitive, that actually is not, you know, out there somewhere. It's very close to the heart of whatever is making, you know, generating the success of this program. And so I think every opportunity to get things clearer and to see the interconnection is important, because this program is very interconnected with everything else in the network, very much so. Much more than people understand how interconnected it is in terms of infrastructure. The other thing I want to say is the answer to what you were saying, Teresa. I mean, you asked what would be the most important thing in this report. And I think what I'd like to, you know, which just kind of connects to what we're saying here, I think the spirit of this report is what's most important to me. It's broken down into different issues that we kind of came up with when we talked. But that I feel for that what's important about this issue is that it tries to express the understanding that the affiliates program as it stands today is a new program, so that the affiliates understand that, so that, you know, people like the staff at the stations understand it, and also so that the Pacifica National staff understands it. And so that it's an effort to kind of make clear that this program is a program which started in 2002 with a very distinct mission and needs to be treated as such on all levels, in terms of, you know, what it's doing financially, what it means philosophically, and also, you know, it's the relations of abuse or non, you know, of relations both with the clients and with the people in the network, because we did fight this struggle for Pacifica to build a righteous organization and to get rid of the abuses of the past. And this program was very much created, you know, at the birth of that that change, and it reflects those values. And it depends on that. And there needs to be, and part of the spirit of why this report was written is because there still needs to be, that still needs to be cleared up.
If I may, though, Ursula, on this particular call, and at least the fears that I heard from the unpaid and paid reps and LSB reps that were echoed this afternoon, weren't really addressed towards the affiliates program, because maybe it's what Chandra said, there's no distinction made. I don't know if it's out of ignorance or what, but there's no, and there shouldn't be. They it was called national. National was the evil that people were afraid of. National is exploiting the unpaid staff through the affiliates program, and now as an extension through this licensing agreement that's being, you know, which, you know, is another issue. But
So it's there. It's also in, you know, how the budget is done, how, you know, the program is administered, which is still unclear. There's a lot of areas that are not clear yet because this program is so new. And, you know, giving everybody the benefit of the doubt, it's a learning process. And so that's really, in my efforts in writing this report, the intention is to show in several different ways the same statement, which is this is a new program. It has distinct needs that it is not a different department from Pacifica National. It is very much part of Pacifica National, but it has separate needs that need to be respected for it to work well with the other parts. And it's an attempt to articulate those unique needs that it has that are not in conflict, quite the opposite. It makes it possible to cooperate with the other parts of Pacifica National and everybody else involved. It's a, you know, it's designed to do that. And I'll leave it at that. But I know for sure that among the affiliates that the success of this program absolutely depends on that.
I'd like to say something here.
Okay.
I think we're all...
And I would too after.
Okay, I think we're all right. And yes, we probably should do a resolution to the National Board. I think that when we have... I mean, what David Adelson is trying to do is going to be a monumental change. I mean, in our June meeting, I think it was, he brought in Dr. Lessig, and Lessig gave a very interesting presentation. It was downright scary for a lot of people because it means a very dramatic change about, I mean, like with the archives, for example, because he's saying, you know, we should give things away for free. And, I mean, when so much
of... That's
not
exactly what he's saying with the archives at all. It's quite the opposite, but I'm sorry.
But I understand.